our investigations have revealed that there is an oil deal with a Nigerian company in which he was involved and in which he didn't perform quite to expectations as head of state. And so we want to see if the court can make some guidance on it. We think as government that he may very well have abused his office contrary to the provisions of the Anti-Corruption Act. That is one. And then secondly, during the run-up to elections in 2011, the MMD ran a very, very lucrative campaign. And they had all these branded bulbs and balloons and, you know, lollipops and motor vehicles and bicycles and all kinds of things coming in. Quite obviously, those things cost quite a lot of money. And we asked our investigators to look at the source of that funding. And it may appear as if, again, the monies were acquired in a manner that is less than honest. And we would like, again, to get the court to make a pronouncement on that issue.
Mr. Malila, we are talking about a president who had the responsibility to negotiate agreements on behalf of the Zambian people. Now he's being prosecuted for some of those decisions, and some people say that this does not encourage other African leaders to want to give up power because they fear such a thing like this might happen to them if they just unilaterally give up power.
You see, a head of state is given the trust by the people to do what is in the best interest of the people, and they are not given the power to make the best deals for themselves. Once that power is used properly, it's fine. But the moment the power is abused, then quite obviously the trust that the people have reposed in the president is equally abused. And in that case, I think it's justified to try and bring the former president to account. And I think that this is very good because it sends a warning to those that aspire to be presidents and those that are president that while you exercise state power on behalf of the people, you are expected to do your negotiations and to carry out your responsibilities above board. And if you opt to abuse that power, then eventually I think you may have to be called upon to answer questions.
The former president's lawyers and the opposition in Zambia are saying that your government is trying to silence the opposition by arresting its leaders. Are you trying to silence the opposition?
Not at all, not at all. Far from it. It's just that the opposition leaders are in the political limelight. They are public figures. And if they are called to court to answer questions, their matters tend to get a lot of media attention. There are many other people that are being prosecuted. I mean, this is a crusade against corruption, and it's not selective. And if there are any indications that those political leaders may have been corrupt at any one point, will not be discouraged. We'll go ahead and prosecute them. But as I say, their cases tend to receive quite a lot of media attention, and the publicity is so much.
Do you think the Zambian judiciary is independent enough to give the former president, Rupia Banda, a fair trial?
We would like to believe so. We would like to believe that it's independent enough. Mr. Rupia Banda himself is on record as having stated many times over a couple of months ago that our judiciary is very independent. And so it's the same judiciary. Nothing has changed. It's just the same judges, the same magistrates. And these are the same ones that Mr. Rupia Banda praised, and he's appearing before them. So we do expect that they will be as independent as Mr. Rupia Banda has always professed they are.
When is the trial set to begin?
The trial is set to begin sometime in April. He has already appeared and taken plea, but the evidence will be led in the course of April and May, I think.
Mr. Malila, we do thank you very much for talking with us, and we'll stay in touch with you as the case proceeds through the courts.
Very well. I appreciate this. Thank you very much.